started the Torah way in Northwest London. Wednesday, 17th of Tishri, 12th of October, Avocha Meir Fine, Arba Minim.
Mishnah in Gemara Sukkot, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, talks about the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. The Mishnah says, Nisach HaMayim Ketzad, how am I making the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim? He said, Tzluchas Shel Zor, I had a bowl of gold, Machzeket Shloisha Lugin, it had three Lugin of Mayim. He said, I went to the, there was a stream near the Beis HaMikdash, and I filled it up, and Giyu L'Sha'am Mayim, I came to the Sha'am Mayim, which was the entrance on the left side of the Beis HaMikdash, near the Mizbeach, there was an entrance that you could come straight in. As he came through, they blew, it says Tiku, they blew trumpets, shofar. Then he says, I went all over the Kevesh, I went up the Kevesh, upon the smoke, and I turned left. At the top of the Kevesh, there were two holes, one for Nisach HaMayim and one for Nisach HaYayin. Says the Mishnah, they were Shal Kesev or Shal Sid, Mark Locus the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah that one of them was thick and one of them was thin. Why was one of them thick and one of them thin? So Rabbi Nachman explains that Nisach HaMayim was only one lug of Mayim, and therefore, when I had three lugin of Yayin, I wanted them to go out at the same time. So if I took three lugin and one lug, and I poured the three lug into a thick hole, and I poured one lug into a thin hole, the thin hole will let it out slowly, and the thick hole will go quickly. Mamela, the three lugin and the one lug will go out at the same time. Then says the Mishnah a question. What happens if I pour the Nisach HaMayim into the hole of the Nisach HaYayin? Or I pour the Nisach HaYayin into the hole of the Nisach HaMayim? Am I Yotza? Says the Mishnah, Ire Shamayim Vesuch HaYayin Vesuch HaYayin Vesuch HaMayim Yotza. Says I'm Yotza. So the Rambam in Hilchas Tamidim Nosaf in Perik Yud brings this Gemara. Says Kol Shivas Yemei Achag Menaskan Et Hamayim Al Gab Mizbeach Dov Hazeh Alocha Moshe Mesinai Alocha Zayin. He says, Im Ira Hamayim L'Sirich Hayayin Or Hayayin L'Sirich Hamayim V'Nisich Shnei Mikli Echad Yotza. He says, if I pour the Nisich Hamayim into the Nisich Hayayin or the Nisich Hayayin into the Nisich Hamayim, I'm Yotza. So if you look at the Lashon Rambam, the Rambam actually brings a different case to the Gemara. The Mishnah brought a case of when I took the Mayim and I poured it into the hole of the Yayin, and I took the Yayin and I poured it into the hole of the Mayim. However, the Rambam brings a case when I took both of them, I poured them together into one Kli, then he says, V'nisach shneim mikli echad. I had now one Kli with my three Lugin of Yayin and my one Lug of Mayim, and I poured three Lugin into one hole and one Lug into another hole. He says, Yotza. So the Shaila is, where does the Rambam get his halacha from? All the Kesef Mishnah and all the Rishonim bring that, all the Mesdikanim bring that, and the Makor for this Rambam is our Gemara. But the Chayra, the Mishnah is talking about a different case. The Mishnah is talking about a case when I poured them in the wrong holes. Over here, the Rambam talks about a case when I mixed the Mayim together. So the Chayra, there's also another few questions on the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam, first of all, we know there's a psul of Yain Mozug. The Mishnah in Baal Basra Tzadi Zayin brings five things which are possible for Nisach HaMayim. A few of them are Mugula, if it has Shemorim, if it's Richo Yira. And one of them is Mozug. If I've got diluted wine, I'm not Yitz Nisach HaMayim. So, Lechoyra, if I've poured the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin together, Lechoyra, now I've got Yayin Mozug. So how can it tell me that I'm Yitzah, my Nisach HaMayim, with this Yayin? Lechoyra, it's possible for Nisach HaYayin. First question. Another question is, how can I be Yotza my Nisach HaMayim? L'choyer, we also find that when I pour Yayin and Mayim together, what happens to the Mayim? The Mayim turns into wine. L'chol dinim, we find klapi brocha, you make a bor piagofen. We'll find for mikveh, if I've got 39 saw and I want to add the last saw, I can't use this Mayim to be mashal in the shir of the mikveh. Why? Because it's got a din of Yayin. So if this Mayim now has a din of Yayin, how can I use it to be Yotza my Nisach HaMayim? L'choyer, it's not Mayim anymore. And the third question on the Rambam is, L'choyer, as we said, the Rambam is talking about a case when I mix them together. So the Rambam should just say a posh telosha. If I mixed the nischamayim, the nischamayim together, and I pulled them on yotze. Why did the Rambam say, im ira hamayim l'soich hayayin, or hayayin l'soich hamayim, and then os menach z'shneim on yotze? Why does he have to redose both ways, the mayim into the yayin, and then the yayin into the mayim? Just say posha, I mixed them together, and then I pulled them on yotze. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Chof brings the mitzvahs of the Korbanos HaChag, and he brings this Rambam about the Nisach HaMayim. So the Minchas Chinuch straight away asks on the Rambam. He says the Makor for the Rambam is the Mishnah. And the Rambam, as we asked, brings a different case to the Mishnah. So he said, where does the Rambam know this din from? And Taka the Minchas Chinuch leaves a tzorachin on the Rambam. He says, I don't know where the Rambam got this din from. But goes to the Minchas Chinuch Vaita. He says, but now that we're discussing this case, if I mix the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin together, Taka, what's going to be the din? So says the Minchas Chinuch, as we said, he said, Yayin is posel. We said, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, there's five things which are posel in Nisach HaYayin, and one of them is mozug. So this is Yayin mozug, because it's poshut. I can't be yotze my nisach hamayim, my nisach hayayin. She says, however, ken zay my nisach hamayim, I'm still yotze. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, one clause. He says that it's as long as there's not too much yayin in the mayim, because we know that the mayim of nisach hayayin, if it spills, you can fill it up from the kira. It has to be, if it doesn't spill, you can fill it up from the shiluach, which is mayim chai. If it's mayim chayim, then it's got a din like a mikveh. And therefore, just like we find in a mikveh that shinu mara will passel, if the color of the water changes, it will passel the mikveh. So too over here, if the color of this mayim changes, it will passel the mayim. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, we have to be talking about a case when there's not too much yayin there, and therefore the color doesn't change so much. It says, and in that case, then ataka will be yotze my nisach hamayim. So l'chora, is to say this pshat in the Rambam is quite shver, because all the Rambam says is a lashon of yotze. The Rambam says if I pulled it, I'm yotze. To tell me in the Rambam, first of all, that I'm only yotze my nisach hamayim, it's not mashma the Rambam bichlal that I'm only yotze one. It's mashma the Rambam that I'm yotze both my nisach hamayim and my nisach hayayin. Another question is that if it's such a specific case, when I've only got a bit of yayin and the shinum, and there's no shinum mari in the mayim bichlal, then the Rambam should have read ois as well. So it's very shver to say that this pshat of the Minchas Chinuch is takah pshat in the Rambam. So Rabbeinu Soloveitchik brings another mahalach, which is be'etzem a kiryas sefer. It says in very rumors there, and he's masbir exactly what the teretz is. He says that when we say that all nosachim need yayin chai, it needs pure wine, he says that is only for the ikashe of the nisach. He said for nisach hayayin, I need three lugim. So he said therefore the three lugim have to be made up of yayin chai, and for this you can't use any water or any other mashke to be mashed in the mashir. He says, however, once I've got this shir, then I can add what I want onto it, and it won't be makalkal the shir. So therefore, if I've got my three lugin of yayin, chai, and then I pour my water into it afterwards, he said it won't ruin the water, and it won't ruin the yayin. However, if I use the yayin, if I use the mayin to fill up my shir of yayin, that will taka pasal it. And then he says an even bigger chiddush. He says that if I've once I've got my shir yayin, and then I went and I poured mayim into it, since I don't need the mayim there because I've already got my shir yayin, he said we don't look at this mayim over here as yayin. We'll still see the mayim in this tarovus over here. So he said, and the reason why it's such a big chiddush is because even though, as we said, this mayim has a din now of yayin, you make a bracha bo piagofen, and you can't use it to be mashal a mikveh. He said, since klapi this mitzvah nisach hamayim, I see them as two separate things, because I see my three lugan of yayin, I see my lug of mayim. He says, therefore, even though it is a tarovus, we look at them as two separate things. So with this, he wants to be mazbid with the Rambam. He says, im ira hamayim l'soich hayayin, oy hayayin l'soich hamayim, v'nisich shni mikliyachad yotza. He says, what's Pesha? He says, so we have three kashas. The first kasha was, we said Yain Mozik is possible. We said the Mefurish Gemara. So he said, when is that Yain Mozik is possible? That's only when it's Yain Mozik without a shir. When I had, let's say, two lugim of Yain, and I add water to be mashle my shir. He said, however, once I've got the shir there ready, and then I add water on afterwards, he said, that will ruin it. So therefore, we see that my Nisach HaYayin am Yotza. He said, Manisach HaMayim. He said, we said, how can you be Yotzach Nisach HaMayim? L'chayra, it turns into Yayin, and therefore it's not Mayim Bechla. So he said, l'fi this, that we still see the Mayim in the water. Since I don't need the Mayim in this Tarovus, we see it as a separate thing. And therefore, even Klapi, all other dinim, is Taka got a din of Yayin. He said, for Nisach HaMayim, when I pour it in, will Taka be Nechshav Ki'ilu, it was Mayim. And the third question we asked is, why is the Rambam using a double loshen and going the yayin l'seich hamayim and the mayim l'seich hayayin? Said l'chayra, that's poshut, because l'chayra is poshut, because since we see over here you've got two separate chiddushim. We've got one chiddush that you yotzi nisach hamayim and the mayim doesn't get ruined. Another chiddush is that you yotzi nisach hayayin and that doesn't get ruined. So therefore, the Rambam's speaking out both ways. He says l'mayim l'seich hayayin. If I put mayim into yayin, that won't pass on the mayim. The yayin, and if I put yayin l'seich hamayim, that won't pass out the mayim. He's reading out both chedushim that we said. He's just speaking it out, and therefore he says v'nisach shnei mikli echod yotza. So l'chayra, with this, you can answer another kasha as well. We asked before, where's the Minchas Chinuch left at Tzorachian? Where's the makor for the Rambam? The Kesef Mishnah brings the Makor as our Mishnah. But we said that the Mishnah talks about a case when I poured them into separate holes, and the Rambam talks about a case when I mixed them together. So the Radvaz says, what's Pshat Am Yotza? What's Pshat in the Rambam? So he says, nearly the Talmud Shadova came the Soif Ma'arvin V'yodin L'shittin. He said, since they were Ma'arv together, and since they went down the two holes, Lemaisa will say that Am Yotza. So what's Pshat in that? You can see from the Radvaz that when I mix them together in one kli and I pull them down the two holes, kenzain, I only pulled, let's say, half a lug of mayim down the nisach hamayim, and I pulled the other half down the other hole, which would mean that he can see that he holds the ikka is that they went out. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference which hole it went down. We can see that we look at the two shittin as one mitzvah, or one chefza, that when I poured it down, lemaisa, it went out, it went into the tohim from the mizbeach. So therefore, l'fi that, it's not so shver to say that the Rambam, taka, the makor of the Rambam is our Mishnah. Because just like in the Mishnah we see, if I poured the nisach hamayim into nisach hayayin, the nisach hayayin into nisach hamayim, am yotza, what's pshat? The pshat is this radvaz. Because the ikka is that it went out from the mizbeach. And it doesn't actually make a difference exactly which hole it is. And therefore, the Rambam's not changing anything. The Rambam's just making the case, adding an extra shlav to the case. The Rambam's saying that even if I mixed it before, but lemaisa, the Rambam is the makor of the Rambam is the Mishnah. It's the same chiddush that when I poured the mayim into the wrong hole and the yayin into the wrong hole, lemaisa miyotza, because it all went out from the mizbeach. We find, and the pasuk in Tehillim says, I think Tehillim says, al naris bovel shami v'shavnu gam v'chinu v'zuchinu asiyan. And we cry for the binyan beis hamikdash. So I answered the kasha, what is the gam bochinu bezuchinu asiyan? Who? Gam bochinu means we are also crying. Who was the first person to cry to say that we are also crying? So I heard that Rabbi the Medrash says that Pshas Sheish Nebrishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a mechalik, the Mayim Tachtonim to the Mayim Elyonim, the Mayim Tachtonim started crying. They said, Anon Bino and Lehevakum Mark, we want to be near the Rabbi Nishlam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, I'll give you a mitzvah nisach hamayim, and the sultan is beach. So Rashi brings these two things. So first of all, you can see from here that the mayim elyonim went up to the shemayim, the yayin tachtonim stayed down. Mayim Tachtoni complained. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, don't worry, I'll give you the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. V'chayra, the Yayim Elyonim is Neshamayim the whole year. And the Yayim Tachtonim once a year gets pulled on Mizbeach. So how is that a Nechama for the Mayim Tachtonim? So you can see from here what the chashivas of Nisach HaMayim, the chashivas of the mitzvah, is that even this one time a year was enough to satisfy the Mayim Tachtonim that it's not Neshamayim. So now that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no more Nisach HaMayim, there's no more Sultan Mizbeach. So then the Mayim Tachtonim started crying again. They were crying first, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stop crying and I'll give you the mitzvah. But now that there's a Churban Bayis, the Mayim Tachtonim started crying and said, we want to be back to the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's what the Pasuk says, Gam Bochina Bezochina Sion, because the first people who started crying were the people who were crying already before the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the second Beis HaMikdash stopped, they started crying again. And now we are also crying that Mitzvah Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, will be built soon. Amen. 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 Amen.
Yeah, the contact wasn't strong. The young was strong.